My name is Tabashima Ayede. I'm the host of the Sales for the Nigerian Business Person podcast, and you're listening to Into the Podverse with Tony Doe.
My guest on this episode is Tabashima Ayede, host of the Sales for the Nigerian Business Person podcast. With over 850 episodes recorded in various locations, from his car to the market, he reveals how keeping his process straightforward helps him balance podcasting with a busy personal and professional life. My name is Tony Doe, and this is Into the Podverse. Welcome to the show. What inspired you to start your podcast?
I realize that there's lots of time wasted by the average Nigerian person that could be used for business inspiration or for learning on the go. And what was responsible for that was spending countless hours on the fuel queues. That was back in the Good Luck Jonathan dispensation. And I must admit that it's still a disturbing, a concerning issue for me, that it seems to be a perennial issue. So I constantly find myself stuck on a fuel queue, and I have to keep asking myself, like, again, seriously, I started this thing off years ago in these circumstances, and here I am again in the same circumstances. Apart from that, I was also motivated to share the gospel of business that I believe, which is that businesses don't die because of poor branding or because of an inability to raise capital. They die because of their inability to drive sales. So these two factors are my primary inspirations for why I started the show.
Can you share a moment of frustration or doubt you've experienced as a Nigerian podcaster and how you pushed through it?
Actually, I have none, because I recognize that podcasting is a young medium in Nigeria, so it's going to need time to grow. So some of us should regard ourselves as pioneers of the trade or pioneers of the art. I mean, there are other people who have been podcasting for maybe 4 or 5 years. So for those of us who are relatively new to the game, podcasting for 2 or 3 years, I think we are still pioneers. So I have no frustrations, because I recognize that it's a young medium, and so it's going to take time to catch on in Nigeria. I also recognize that the podcasts that have the gist format are always going to trump podcasts in the business category. So I never lose faith, or I never get discouraged when gossip-based podcasts or gist-based podcasts seem to be popular. And then podcasts like mine that are devoted to business don't seem to be getting any popularity or traction. It's just the reality of the situation. And so for me, there's no cause for frustration there.
What emotions did you go through when you first started your podcast? And how have they evolved as your show has grown?
I would say none really. I would say my podcasting journey has been relatively flat. That's if you're going to regard my emotions. But I have to admit that there have been periods where I feel particularly elated, because my thesis for the podcast is being validated, and I've seen that the longer I podcast, the easier it is for me to secure business consultation gigs and speaking gigs. So my emotions have been steady, but yes, I must admit that I do get happy or happier when I find it easier to secure professional gigs.
How do you balance the demands of podcasting with your personal life? And have there been moments where you felt overwhelming?
Well, this is actually a very simple one. And my process for that actually is to keep it simple. I record with my phone only. I don't do any editing. I also don't do any retakes. And I keep my scripting simple. I have a sheet of paper, and I have questions only. And because of this, it allows me to record literally anywhere. And that is the reason why today I have over 850 episodes of my show. Because I recognize that I do have a busy life, lots of demands. I'm married, I've got 2 kids, I'm self-employed. And so that means that, like, if mom sees in town, I'm going to be the designated driver. If something happens that is an emergency, I'm going to be the default fall guy. So I just have to keep my recording process very simple to take into account all of these things. So because of this, I can record my podcast episodes in the car, in the bathroom, when I'm traveling out of state, if I'm waiting at the hospital, where else? I've recorded in all kinds of places, even in the market. And that's because I keep my recording process simple. And that is how I balance the demands of podcasting with my everyday personal and professional life.
What drives you to continue podcasting despite the challenges and uncertainties, especially in the Nigerian context?
Well, what keeps me going is the desire to educate folks. So that keeps me going. And also, what keeps me going and motivated is that I realize that executing on the podcast seems to be improving my plan for thought leadership, and it also helps me to leverage business opportunities. So those are the things that keep me going. I want to keep educating people. And the more I podcast, I see that the more thought leadership I'm putting out there, and it's allowing me to leverage those opportunities for business growth.
Can you share a particularly memorable interaction with a listener or fan of your podcast that made it all feel worthwhile?
Every single person who connects with me, either on WhatsApp or LinkedIn, to say that they find the show valuable, creates a memorable event for me. Even the one person who got in touch and disagreed with my thoughts around selling on LinkedIn, I mean, even that turned out to be a memorable event for me, because I appreciate all the interaction that I get, whether it's people saying hi, or people saying I love the show, or people saying I disagree with one or two things that you have said on said episode.
How do you stay motivated during times when it feels like your podcast isn't gaining the traction you hoped for?
Well, for me, it's easier to stay motivated because I have seen, and it's made an impression that the amount of traction that your show is going to get follows from the amount of distribution that you do to promote the podcast. So whenever I see that my traction is down, I just remember to promote the podcast more. I promote especially over LinkedIn because I produce primarily business content, and so that lends itself well to a LinkedIn audience. So how do I stay motivated when my show isn't gaining traction? I just remember that traction flows from distribution. So if you're a podcaster listening to this show and you're in a funk because you're not getting the numbers that you would like to get, just remember that traction flows from distribution.
Have there been moments when you questioned whether podcasting was the right path for you? And if so, how did you work through those doubts?
I'm fortunate. I have never doubted that podcasting wasn't the right path, because my thesis is simple. There is no consistent resource for business education in the podverse. So when it comes to business education in the podcasting universe, there is no consistent resource. There are a few people who come up, put a few dozen episodes, and then they disappear. Nobody's been doing it consistently. So there is no one catering to business education for Nigerians and who has been doing it for the long haul. So the only time that I'm going to doubt that podcasting is the right thing for me is if I wake up and then all of a sudden I find out that the market is saturated and there are too many business podcasts. And I know that that's not going to happen. So by that, I know that I will never be demotivated, and I never will doubt that I am on the right path, because this is not a journey that people are willing to put in the work to continue on.
What personal lessons have you learned from your podcasting journey that have impacted other areas of your life?
What I have learned is that all activities yield results, no matter how big or small. So that's the chief thing that I've learned from the podcast. So back in the days when I would make podcast episodes and I wouldn't promote, I noticed that I was still getting some sort of results. Now, the best results have come when I promote my podcast the most. I pay attention to the distribution channels. That is where I get the best results. But I've learned that no matter the activities you do, there will be some result, no matter how big or small, and whether you like it or you don't. Podcasting has taught me that there's no such thing as wasted effort.
As a Nigerian creator, how do you define success in podcasting for yourself beyond metrics like downloads or revenue?
Well, obviously, I look at my subscriber base. I also pay attention to the number of monthly inquiries that I get for business consulting or for public speaking. So that is how I define success in podcasting. Well, I've noticed that hanging around my colleagues in the podcasting space and people who are voice artists, it looks like people judge my success also by the longevity that I've had, because I have over 850 episodes up on the podcast for now. But for me, it's primarily subscribers and then monthly inquiries that I get from business consulting. In other words, if the number of subscribers doesn't seem to rise every month, but the number of inquiries that I get for business consulting seems to rise, then, you know, I would say I'm good.
Into the Podverse is brought to you by Tony Doe Media and is produced by yours truly. It's available everywhere you get your podcasts, and do be sure to leave us a complimentary note via the links in the description.